Welcome back in. Final segment of the day. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Paul Kuharski, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds taking on the Dallas Stars tonight for their season opener. And joining us now is Predators Assistant General Manager Scott Nichols. Scott, good morning. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Your eardrum's still intact from our headphones there, so good to keep things going there.
You got some interesting bus stories.
Yeah.
Before we came in, so some rough rides in your past.
That's 7 years in the minors. That'll do it, and then 2 years in junior hockey, playing in Portland, Oregon, and driving all the way to Brandon, Manitoba.
Oh,
so 26-hour bus rides, but.
It's some black ice.
It's amazing, like, to see these kids in the NHL, and you don't. It's great, but you don't recognize or understand how long it takes to get there. Of all the, you know, living away from home at, you know, 15, 16 years old, all these bus trips and living with billet families that not your family, and they're raising you, and it's a huge sacrifice to get to this, to the level of the NHL, American League, and. Yeah, it's a lot of miles on the bus.
Guys living scared after you go through your first accident?
Well, a couple, yeah. It's a little rubbins racing, a few of those trips, a couple mirrors are smashed.
NASCAR and minor league hockey.
That's right.
Never thought the two would meet, but thanks for the insight.
Absolutely. So, Scott, how excited just organizationally to get things going tonight after what was an incredibly exciting offseason, but the ball gets rolling tonight against Dallas. What's the excitement level like?
Yeah, I think now that training camp's over and our roster's pretty much set, and watching exhibition games and seeing some of our young guys grow from last year's exhibition games to this year and just going far in Milwaukee last year, I think you saw some of the growth of our prospects that are kind of knocking on the door and will be part of our organization for a long time. And yeah, well, I think it's super exciting. We're ready to get going. As you saw last night in the NHL, you got three good teams that scored 6 goals and one team scored 8. And the one that's probably got the most talents didn't score a goal in Toronto. So it's game one, and you can't really put all your eggs in one basket what the season's going to look like in game one. But we're excited. They had a hard camp, competitive camp. I think the coaching staff did a fantastic job, and the guys worked hard.
What steps have you seen from Parson and Tomasino, you know, from the offseason to now to get to this point? Obviously, it's a big year for both of them. And what do you guys need to see from them now that the regular season gets rolling?
Yeah, I think you look at their test scores in the summer, their body fat, their how they came into condition this year. They're vested. They know this is the year for them. They're going to get opportunity. Tomasino's going to get some opportunity, probably a little bit more. Parson, they're going to have to earn it like everybody. And the way we look at it, we have a very solid team, and they can kind of go in and out, go in the up and down the lineup and play with different players and different roles, and kind of insulate some of our younger guys with some of our older guys. And it's good. It's every year is different, and every year I think as a player you just want the opportunity, and they, from the camp they had, they've earned it.
Zach LaRue looks like a promising prospect who could be a real fan favorite here. What's he need to do to ensure a call-up this season?
Well, I think for Zach, it's just patience still. Like, he had a really good training camp, and he had a fantastic playoffs last year. And regular season, he had a great first year in the American Hockey League. American Hockey League's hard. It's hard to score, hard to produce, and he did that. He had some really good line mates with Jankowski, and then Igor Afanasyev was his line mate as well. But he's got a little bit of everything. You know, he's gritty, he can score, he wins his puck battles, he's strong along the wall. He's a guy that can kind of go up and down your lineup, and he's played one year pro. So we don't want to rush these guys, and his opportunity will be here, and when it is, he'll be ready. The worst thing you can do as a young player is get rushed too soon, and then you're in the NHL and you're over your skis, and then the coaches and management are like, okay, I've seen enough of this kid, I don't want to see him again. So
right.
You want these guys to be ready to be overripe, or whatever you want to use the term, but you want them to be confident coming in so they can play their game and make a good impression.
Organizationally, we know about the 6 guys here on defense, but whether it's Willsby or Del Geizo down in Milwaukee, how are you guys feeling about the depth defensively down on the farm system?
Yeah, I think we're really deep. I think the way that Bruno wants to play, you got Willsby, who's a really good skater. He gets across that blue line, sees the ice well. Deli's a little bit like a bulldog. He skates well. He's got a little bit probably more grit than Willsby, so there's a little bit balance there. And we saw Nick Blankenberg that we signed this year for 2 years. He's a little bit of everything. He just hasn't had the chance probably to stay healthy in Columbus, but super character kid, captain of the Michigan team, walk-on basically. So he's got a really good story, so we're excited about those three. And then he's still got Kevin Gravel, our captain down there, who's a long, lanky, if we need a PK guy, good stick. So I think we got a good stable of guys that can come up and help out and push for jobs and be not just a call up, but actually have some substance to the game when they come up here.
You've mentioned LaRue as far as Svechkov, and I know he's been dealing with an injury, but Svechkov and then Kemmel as well. Are you feeling good about the progress those guys have been making to the point where maybe they could see some NHL action sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I think for Kemmel, we forget he's an 04 birth year. Like, yep. He could have been playing junior hockey last year. And it seems like we've had him for a long time because he came over a couple years ago for our playoff run. And then, so he's what he has to focus on is his skating, which will come because of his just youth. But he has a good blend. Everyone knows he can shoot the puck like an NHL player. And it's just blending. He's got a good blend of being hard, being physical. So he can kind of play a little bit of different roles. But he's coming. We just have to have some time with him. Svechkov's been hurt. Schaefer, that nobody really gets, no one really seems to talk about. Yeah. He's kind of under the radar. He's kind of my horse. I think he's gonna surprise a lot of people. He's a notorious slow starter. Last year he kind of found his way. He's a big kid. He's 6'4", 220. So when you play in the American League and you don't know the league or know the opposition, you're like, okay, who's this guy? But right after Christmas, our playoffs, he was a bull, and too bad he got hurt in rookie tournament here. But he's gonna take some time. But he's got the profile that we covet right now. With size and skill and skating ability. And so it's just, and then we saw a little bit of Ozzie Wisebutt that we traded for last year, and he's a little bit of a buzzsaw. So what I like about our prospects is they're all have a little bit different, profile.
Yeah.
They bring something different to the table. They're not all a cookie cutter, same kind of profile. So it's, see how the year goes. Everyone has there's always, some disappointments and some guys take the ball and run with it, so I'm excited to get going.
You still get the jitters for opening night?
No, I'm way past that.
You're past it now?
Yeah. I'm just excited to start and just get everybody going and get the whole organization going between, yep. In Nashville, Milwaukee, and, even Atlanta with the East Coast League. So it's good.
Yep. Well, Scott, really appreciate your time. Look so much forward to the start of the season tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Preds start their season tonight against the Dallas Stars. That's going to do it for us today here on the program. PK, great stuff as always.
Don't block the box. Be sure to lock the locks. Thanks for having me. Enjoyed the 3 days.
Absolutely. Well, do it again. PK will be back with us next Wednesday as well. Actually, next Monday in the reaction to the Titans game. Chasing Big Joe is coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3 The Game.